Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as you've been hearing in the news bulletin, Spain's power has almost been fully restored. Substations in Portugal are being brought back online after yesterday's mass blackouts. Flights, traffic lights, phone networks and trains were all affected, causing widespread disruption. Now, the cause of the power cuts is still unknown. Portugal's Prime Minister Luís Montenegro says there's no indication of a cyber attack, while Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has warned about speculation. Let's go first to Sarah Morris, France 24 correspondent in Madrid in Spain. Sarah, thank you for being with us. So the Spanish Prime Minister has said that most of the energy demand has been restored there. How are things looking in Madrid where you are?
Well, it's certainly getting back to normal. Yesterday, there were no phone networks working, for instance, no lights, nothing. This morning, the power is back on in most of the homes in Madrid, but it took till about 2 or 3 in the morning, and there are still some odd flats that have found themselves with power problems this morning as all the grid has to be reconnected properly. The phone networks, internet, in some places there are still patchy networks, but the phone operators are talking about 90% of the network back and power 99.95%. Businesses really struggling to get back to normal because many of them just had to shut up. And a lot of restaurants, for instance, saying they're now going through the fridges and freezers and having to look at what food they should throw out, what food is not safe, and people equally doing that in their homes. But certainly much better after a night really of chaos when some people ended up sleeping out in train stations, Claire, because they just had nowhere else to go. Big queues for buses. And this morning, buses here in Madrid running and free as the regional and central authorities do their best to get life back to normal.
What about the speculation, which I know we've been warned against, but what are people saying about what caused this, Sarah?
The official information we have from the Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez himself, was there was this sudden loss of 15 gigawatts of electricity generation over 5 seconds about midday yesterday. That's equivalent to about 60% of national demand. What we don't really know is why there was that loss of generation. There's been some speculation and some attempt to provide facts. El Mundo is saying that Repsol, the oil refinery, says that one of its oil refineries was actually stopped earlier this month and reported that there was a problem. Some analysts say, is this anything to do with renewable energy being less stable? And of course, as Spain being a sunny place with wind, it does have a lot of renewable energy. Does that explain this mismatch between what's being produced and the demand? And has something gone wrong there? At the moment, the government's saying it's still investigating. It can't rule out hypotheses, but they're trying to look at probably a technical explanation. But of course, people do say, why on earth is such a robust system as the Spanish power system, why has it left people for 12 hours blackout across the whole of the peninsula, Spain and Portugal? And of course, people very anxious and keen to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, Pedro Sanchez did say that the citizens were an example of responsibility and civic spirit. Those questions, though, being asked now about why this could happen, are people getting angry about this?
People at the moment are anxious, but yes, there is some anger starting to stir, particularly since they feel that the communication could have been better. It was very difficult yesterday to get messages out. A lot of the communication was going on X. And of course, people were reliant on old-fashioned transistor radios with batteries in them. They couldn't see those messages from the Interior Ministry that were updating them. because they didn't have access to the internet. And so now people are saying, could more have been done? Could this have been prevented? And the opposition, the Conservatives, are saying there was actually a media blackout as well as a power blackout. They do want to get to the bottom of this. They want to know, really, could this have been avoided? But at the moment, yes, lots of people are saying, trying to make light of it, actually, with jokes. There's one joke going around where some aliens are getting ready, saying, is it our turn now? And basically, they're being told, no, we've got the Pope conclave first, but we've already had the pandemic, the floods, the volcano, missing out some of the snowstorms that came over knee-high just after the pandemic in Madrid. But people feeling, goodness, what is coming next and how can we prepare for it?
Yeah, very difficult to know. At least you're seeing the humorous side to it. Sarah, thanks so much. Sarah Morris there in Madrid. Sinead O'Sullivan joins me on the line, and Sinead is Professor of Aerospace and Engineering at the Illinois Institute of Technology, and you're very welcome to the programme. I mean, aliens aside, Sinead, what's your own understanding of what happened yesterday?
Yeah, so we've actually seen something like this happen before in Spain, Portugal and parts of France back in 2003. Very similar situation, likely a very similar technical reason for it, although the technical reason being very, very hard to pinpoint and to really put the blame on it. But a lot of people are kind of discussing this idea of induced atmospheric vibrations, which honestly doesn't sound like it's very far from the alien hypotheses. But it's really just this very rare phenomenon whereby there's a rapid change of temperature. And I don't mean between, say, Lisbon and Madrid, but rather between something like 2,000 meters in the atmosphere to 4,000 meters. So typically, you know, you're only going to have a few degrees of temperature change but between those layers of atmosphere. I think yesterday there were reports of maybe up to 25 degrees being measured. Now, this creates massive instability in the air that actually can physically move these very large pylons that move energy from, say, France to places like Portugal. And within these highly, highly optimized synchronous grid systems, any movement at all could have the impact that we're seeing today. So there are possible explanations for it. However, they are very rare, but they're not completely unforeseen.
Right. So essentially, when the temperatures clash, they cause this movement, which the system can't withstand.
Exactly. So you have air at 2,000 meters, let's say, and 4,000 meters. Now, in Spain, and the reason we've seen this twice in Spain and say we've never seen it in Ireland or the UK is because there are different weather systems in Spain. So you have, you know, the Atlantic air, which is cooling. You have this very arid desert in the middle of Spain, which creates very hot Mediterranean-like temperatures. And there are parts of the atmosphere where they do meet and they create this more violent movement of air. And that vibration quite literally creates movement within the infrastructure around it, which in this case is the electrical system.
Sinead, energy security is such a huge talking point at the moment. Would renewable power be a more stable option alongside a more sustainable one?
So it's very complicated because for an energy system to work, you really need pinpoint accuracy of the energy that is being created and stored to match nearly precisely the energy that's being used at any one time. Now, it's very hard to understand and predict how much energy will be used at any one time. We know, for example, 6 o'clock in the evening, kettles are on, ovens are on, you know, dishwashers, TVs, etc. So there's a surge. Typically, with the energy systems we've used over the last 20 years, we've been able to maintain some sort of consistency between the energy being produced. Renewables, however, you know, when you have an unknown energy being used and an unknown energy going into the system, is it cloudy? Is there more or less wind today? You're creating massive inconsistencies. So where renewables are really good in terms of sustainability, they're actually really difficult to be able to create this kind of stable system because we just never know how much energy will be created from the sun, from the wind, from the ocean. So it actually is quite destabilizing for large grids platforms.
Sinead, thank you so much for being with us. That's Professor Sinead O'Sullivan. Dan Linehan joins us too, chief photographer with the Irish Examiner. And Dan, you're in Spain.
I am, Claire. Yeah, we're in just outside Fuengirola in Cadejar, about 6 miles or 6 kilometres outside Fuengirola. And we experienced the power off yesterday at about 12:30 and went for lunch in one of the local Sharon Guido's, and we were told that the power was out. They closed early. We went to the local shop to try and purchase bread. There was no lights on in the shop and they closed it. There was no, all the banking machines were out. So at about 7:30 last night, when we were back in the apartment, the power came back on, and it was only then that I could find out that it was the power was out over two or three countries.
Right, and you're on a family holiday, is that it?
Well, it's just myself and my wife were on the holiday, so
right.
We didn't have children, and like it was probably less stressful when you don't have children, yeah. Which would be helpful. There was people in the centre of Fuengirola last night when we went in there looking for restaurants, trying to get meals, and everything was absolutely closed. All the shops were closed, filling stations, restaurants. A few bars stayed open, but the only thing that they take is they take cash and they sell you a bottle of beer or a bottle of wine. So you had to have cash, but unless you had the cash on you, most people just carry cards.
So what did it feel like, the whole thing?
It felt a bit surreal, actually, because at about 9 o'clock, I think, when darkness fell, everything was, they're tiny little streets and back alleyways, and everything just went completely dark. And it, people were walking around with their phones in their hand, using the torches on their phones, walking around. And that felt very, very unusual. We decided at that stage, like, just to head back to the apartment. The phone, there was no phone coverage at that stage. It was coming in and out intermittently. So you couldn't use any app on your phone. You couldn't look at your bank. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't withdraw cash. So unless you had it with you, it was a dire situation.
Mm-hmm. And have have you been out and about this morning, Dan, then? Are things sort of back to normal now?
Yeah, the power came back during the night. We had a 7-hour outage in Cavijar, and Marbella came back at 7 o'clock, and Bena Medina, they came back, but there's still a poor internet connection there. Mias, the power is returning, but intermittently. So it just depends on which area you are at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, you were lucky, because we've been hearing about people stuck in train stations and stuck in cars and so on. You weren't too badly off, thankfully.
No, we weren't. No, the airport in Malaga, I think, remained open, and they were on generators. But somebody said that if you had a car inside in the car park, the electronic gates wouldn't open, so you couldn't get the cars out, and the train stopped running from here. There's a direct train from here to Malaga Airport, but that actually stopped running as well yesterday. And there was a good lot of police out as well on the streets last night,
right.
Which we noticed. And getting a taxi home, the whole strip is a strip of about 2 kilometres long, with restaurants, bars, and it was just completely dead and black. And that was at 10 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, I hope you get to enjoy the rest of the holiday now with lights and restaurants and cold beers, hopefully.
Yeah, and the sun is out this morning. It's a lovely morning, so we'll make the most of it.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks so much for taking our call. Dan Linehan there from the Irish Examiner. Now, coming up next, we're going to take a closer look at the Canadian election results.
Text 51551, today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.